Dollar has given me a fantastic idea that I really need to share with you, especially if you have money. Creflo Dollar runs a megachurch in Atlanta and recently opened a franchise of his megachurch in New York. For anyone unfamiliar, a megachurch is to a regular church what supersized fry are to a regular mundane fry. Reverend Dollar doesn't preach about Jesus to his megachurch members. He preaches about megajesus. I don't know much about megajesus. But I imagine if Mega Jesus and boring old son of Mary and Joseph Jesus got into a fight, Mega Jesus would hand mundane Jesus his ass. That's my guess. I think Creflo Dollar's franchise in New York has a drive-thru. Not sure. Can I get some Jesus, please? And supersize him. I said supersize, not circumcise. So anyway, this Creflo Dollar character with his Mega Jesus recently posted a request to his Mega Church's Mega site. He aims to turn the entire world into his super-duper, uber-mega-ultra-hyper-turbo-church. He asked mega-church members to donate $65 million so he can buy a G650 jet, referenced in popular music as a G6. Creflo Dollar needs to buy a G6. See, Mega-Jesus, despite all of his superpower, has managed to generate very little revenue all on his own. So, to get out the mega-message, Mega Jesus needs Creflo Dollar to get a $65 million celebrity jet and go zooming around the globe. You know, because there are such huge areas of the world that haven't yet heard of Mega Jesus. And clearly, there are billions who have not experienced the prosperity that Mega Jesus and Creflo Dollar have been promising. In fact, if we didn't know better, we'd almost think this whole Christianity program was a complete swindle keeping the poor of the world under control, while the Creflo Dollars burn up their ozone with designer jet. You'd almost think. But whatever you think about Creflo Dollar's version of the good news message, I think he's got a fantastic idea on how to deliver it. And if Creflo Dollar can employ Air Flight to deliver the good news that everyone needs Jesus, then why can't we anarchists employ Air Flight to deliver the great news that actually nobody needs them at all? I was pondering this out in the open prison yard. Look, from here, confined at a maximum security prison, I'm able to spread the great news of anarchy and insurrection and direct action to a limited audience. But there are plenty of places in the world where folks are completely unaware of our liberation theory, many of them living in nation states that have no extradition treaty with the United States. Not that that matters. And I firmly believe that I'm the perfect anarchist evangelist to serve the mission of spreading the great news. I'm volunteering. Somebody's got to do it. Of course, I'm not thinking quite so extravagantly as the megachurchy. I don't need a G6. I don't think I even need a plane. I think a helicopter would do the trick. A used one. At SeanSwain.org, we looked into the market for used helicopters. We found one for sale by an owner who got the helicopter from Cambodia, slightly damaged. From the photos, none of the bullet holes appear to have affected any of the central components. It can be repaired, it appears, with a little duct tape and a can of spray paint. This is my thinking. To follow in Creflo Dollar's footsteps, or should I say his airspace, I'd need a helicopter, two rolls of duct tape, a few AR-15 rifles with a full complement of ammunition, a rope ladder, a first aid kit, a few cases of RC Cola with several bags of cheese puffs, 6 gallons of orange juice, a sewing kit in case natives can shoot straighter than they look like they can, some extra cash for refueling, unless we intend to steal the gas, at which time we'll need a stockpile of more ammunition, a boom box with the entire collection of Rage Against the Machine, batteries for the boom box, 2 more rolls of duct tape, you can never have too much duct tape, and an I'm Not Johnny Ramone t-shirt for my public appearances. Oh yeah, we'll need an inflatable raft just in case the Coast Guard gets us on radar. You just never know. As far as facilities for where we stay, we'll worry about that if we ever make it out of U.S. airspace alive. And anyway, we don't need $65 million. All we need to start my global tour for the anarchist insurrection is $86,423.14. That's all. So, we need your donation. If you have money, feel free to donate online at SeanSwain.org. Or if you want to send cash, send it to Ben Turk at the address we'll provide at the site. Just wrap it up in tinfoil so mail workers won't steal it. and be sure to notify Ben this is for my helicopter. Otherwise, he may just order a lot of pizza with your money. Trust me, Ben can put away some pizza. That's $86,423.14. That's our goal. A small price to pay for financing a global tour promoting the anarchist insurrection in countries with no extradition treaty with the United States. We also need a few volunteers as travel companions. You must be able to use automatic rifles effectively and know how to tie a tourniquet. Things just might get hectic. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility at Lucasville. If you're laying down grazing fire, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writing and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.